Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call, you know, we've been going through some changes since 2021. And when you go through changes, this is our final form. You're welcome. And we needed to get pictures taken. So that's what...
Like promotional pictures taken for social media, for like sales decks.
Stuff, and, yeah. So anyway, for the billboards, which no doubt will be coming any day now.
Even when we got a billboard, you only saw it every 6 minutes because it was rotating.
But we needed new pictures taken. So the four of us went out last night and we went downtown. And we, listen, I'll be the first to say, we don't go out enough.
No, we don't.
Because that was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
But beforehand, we grabbed dinner at Yard House in Doco. And when we first sat down, Katie ordered Daddy a martini like I like. Because I showed up late. Katie, not having Chardonnay, was having a Cosmo instead. Jacob was late, but when he did show up, he ordered a Shirley Temple with extra cherries.
Oh, it was so good.
And then Kevin was having what you would expect to have, an Instagrammable drink that turned colors when you poured another shot into it.
Yes.
Okay.
A color-changing
margarita.
Top shelf. That's right.
Everything was right in the universe.
Yeah.
And we were all very happy at that moment. Then we all finished our drinks. We were ordering a second round. And then Kevin decided to butterfly effect the entire thing by stepping off of our timeline and living an alternate life where he's a bro that loves brewskis, as he put it last night.
And I mean, he said to the waitress, Lena, she was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I would like a brewski.
Right.
And that is a quote.
But then you ordered the trendiest of trendy beers, and it was an IPA. And I called it to the table. I put it out into the universe. I said, this son of a bitch is going to have one sip. He's going to pucker his lips like his mother. And then he's going to push the drink away and go, ooh, I don't like that. And that is exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened.
I didn't know it was going to be so hoppy. Like, I've drinking IPAs before, but this is the hoppiest of the hop.
Okay, look at me. Look at me. Look in my eyes.
Okay. I'm looking.
Did you order that drink to be cool?
No!
Come on.
With the name like Stones IPA, you think that's cool?
Oh, that does. And if you're like a brewski, then yeah.
And if I wanted to order an IPA to impress somebody, it wouldn't be at the table. And I would get a half yard if I'm trying to impress someone. I just wanted a little hoppiness in my system because I think it enhances the flavor of
my
food.
I do need to point out that there was somebody else that got the same beer, and that is producer Jacob.
Yeah, I thought Kevin was leading me to success. I trusted him. He seemed very confident ordering this, so I, you know, just followed along. And boy, was it gross.
You said it tastes like eating horse food.
That is something I said.
Obviously, we are very much a family on this show, and we carry a family dynamic. There's the daddy and the mommy, and there are our two babies, brothers.
Right.
And Kevin is the older brother, and Jacob is the younger brother.
I like this.
And unfortunately, the younger brother still hasn't caught up to the fact that he should not do or believe the things that the older brother tells him to do and believe.
I'm a great example.
No, you're not.
The other thing we found out, I mean, you convinced Jacob to get this crappy beer.
I didn't convince him anything. He saw what I was doing and he copied.
Yeah, but you made it look so cool.
You were a great role model.
And then the other thing is, for some reason, for this photo shoot that we had, Kevin told Jacob to bring a wad of cash.
Oh, what was that about?
I was going to take sexy photos in like a velvet turtleneck holding cash. Was that not the theme we were going for?
Kevin told you to bring a wad of cash.
I don't just bring a wad of cash with me willy-nilly.
Nobody does because it's not 1985.
It's weird. I know.
So you did?
Yeah.
Did you go to an ATM?
I just collected money around the house, borrowed a few bucks from my mom here and there.
Oh, you had to borrow money? Kevin, how much money did you bring?
It was like 240 bucks.
Oh, my God, Jacob.
Okay. I didn't tell him
did
to bring that.
Did you do that as a prank?
No, I didn't tell
Because that would be hilarious if you did it as a prank.
No, I just told him to bring some cash. I didn't know he was going to bring so much. That's fine. I had to borrow money for dinner today and last night, too.
We paid for your dinner.
I know, but I just had to have money in my bank prior, so I borrowed $150 to just have in my bank just in case.
$150, you knew you were going to waste money on drinks you didn't want.
It does seem like this has happened before. You and Gavin went on a work trip one time.
Wasted so many drinks.
And there were so many drinks in front of you.
He bought me a campfire drink. Who wants to drink fire gasoline?
He's talking about peaty tasting scotch.
See? It's like a smoky flavor.
It's like it's like moss that they burn. That's how they make scotch.
And
really good quality scotch. You can still taste the smoke from the burning
can
of the peat.
You go to the campfire?
You lost me at moss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.